Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
It's a privilege to bring you the last community comment of 2020. Not only a privilege, it's daunting. Given what took place last year, we might say good riddance 2020. 2020 was a year of suspense, kind of like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Lots of dark shadows with the likelihood that Boris Karloff could jump out at you at any moment. Last year, you never knew who or what was about to come out of the shadows. First, it was a new virus from China that sometimes proved fatal and other times flew completely under the radar. Then it was the suspension of social gatherings, work losses, leading to an economy in freefall with more people being furloughed, losing their job, or burying their business than any time since the Great Depression. The government sent us all checks, but a government check is a poor substitute for a meaningful vocation. 2020 was the year when things were suspended. Things we thought we could count on. For example, toilet paper started to disappear. In a lot of countries, you can never get toilet paper, but in America, we count on always getting TP. Not in 2020. People were so panicked about not having enough that even Costco ran out. People stashed enough TP in their attics to last until the end of the century, if not the millennium. There was really no shortage. There was, however, panic. 2020 was a year to panic. Maybe in 2021, we won't panic because we now know it's better to be generous than to panic. It's better to share with a neighbor than hoard. For a time, all manner of sports stopped. The NBA screeched to a sudden halt. At that point, I knew the COVID crisis was serious. Later, so did Major League Baseball and the NFL. All those elite athletes had to learn to play in empty stadiums. I had never heard of Zoom until 2020. Now it's the only way to meet, whether it's friends and family, school, even church. I haven't received communion for about 9 months. Now, Zoom is perhaps better than nothing, but it's a poor substitute for face-to-face encounters with people we know and love. 2020 was a never-ending saga of Donald Trump tweeting, impeached but not removed, voted out but refusing to admit defeat. John Lewis, the man who presided over much of the hearings, passed away last year. I thought he showed a lot of dignity and class compared to the man who was on trial. Racial tensions reached boiling point when George Floyd was slowly strangled on video while gasping for air and saying goodbye to his mom with his last breath. Race relations. We thought they were getting better with the civil rights movement, let alone the election of Barack Obama. But in 2020, we realized that we have a long way to go to make the American dream of all men are created equal a reality. For many, 2020 was a year to quiet down, perhaps turn inward, find God, or whatever concept of transcendence you may believe in. 2020 means perfect vision if you're an optometrist, but the year 2020 turned out to be far from perfect. Let's hope and pray that 2021 will be a better year. I think it will. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.